This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Maya Tan and you're listening to Careers Unusual, where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path.
Today, my guest is Hans Toh, Malaysia's first certified professional resume writer. Welcome.
Thank you, Maya.
Okay, can you give me a little bit of background as to what you do?
Oh, well, as you mentioned just now, I'm Malaysia's first certified professional resume writer. Obviously, I write resumes for clients. Mm-hmm. Basically, I help them improve their resumes to get interview offers.
Right, and where did you get your certification?
I'm actually certified by an American association called PARWCC, which is Professional Association of Resume Writer and Career Coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you had to go through a course?
Yeah, it's actually a distance learning course as well as an exam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to pass the test.
So yeah. You also do career coaching apart from resume writing?
Not really, yeah. That, you know, in terms of this role, resume writer is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to become a certified employment interview professional, mm-hmm. then only become a career coach. So right. There's a three-step certification to become a career coach.
I see. Yeah. So what was your background?
I graduated as a mechanical engineer.
Right.
Yes.
Very different.
Yes, totally different from this current role. But again, it's about the ability to translate clients' abilities mm-hmm. into sellable information mm-hmm. or insights about that particular candidate.
Right, yeah. So it's very unique. Mm. So what are some of the common mistakes that people make on their resumes?
Well, number one is they do not put emphasis on measurable career highlights.
Right.
Yes, those are very, really important measurable achievements. Because if, let's say, you in a resume without those things, it's like a report card without grades. Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
I see.
Yeah, so yeah. You open up a report card, normally you say a subject and there's a grade. The subject is your job description.
Right.
But what grade did you do? That's what's important.
Yeah.
That's the most common mistake.
So if you worked on a sales project, then I guess numbers or figures would be something that you would place
there. Yeah, I mean the amount of sales that generated or the amount of clients that you close. Mm. Or, you know, if let's say you do not have specific amount, you can give percentage of growth. You can compare 1 year to any other.
So who are some of your typical clients?
Well, my clients ranges from fresh graduate all the way to board members.
Wow.
Yeah, so most of the time it's around 12 to 13 years experience. So that's the average.
Wow.
Yeah.
So these are people looking to refresh, spice up their resumes?
Yeah, they probably want to move up higher in the corporate ladder, because every single stage is different. You know, you talk about fresh graduate, it's about providing the decision maker on your ability mm-hmm. and the fundamentals that you have so that you can be molded to whatever they need. And in terms of executives, it's the ability to execute whatever's been told of you. And then we'll move on to the managers. Managers is the ability to translate the visions into executable actions. Whereas the senior members is basically providing the vision and the guidance, or even like a track, you know, for the whole company to move on. So this is how you focus them.
Can you tell me a little bit about the process that you take with your clients? What first you meet them and then...
Oh, everything, you know, fantastically, everything is done through online.
Wow.
There's no need to meet each other. You know, since we have, internet is used everywhere. So what we do is they will send me their current resume. If let's say they do not have any resume, I'll provide them with a questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they answer those things and then they send it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll carry out fact finding. Basically, ask questions like, what value do you bring? And in terms of the specific role that they want to go for. So this will probably go to and fro a couple of times. Once all this information is available, I provide them with a recommendation.
And yeah. So you customize it for them
in that sense.
Sir. Is there anything that you would recommend people not to put in their CVs?
Well, salary. You got to put your resume as like answering a question. The question is on the vacancy. Let's say the vacancy advertisement didn't specify to put any information about salary, don't put it in.
Right.
Because you don't want to undersell yourself or oversell yourself.
Yeah, keep your options open, right?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Okay, so what would you say is something you do that's different when it comes to these customized resumes?
Well, the first important thing is the quantifiable achievements. Mm-hmm. This is a place where you need a lot of probing. Yeah, especially, you know, for someone who has 20 years experience, they have done so much work and so much experience in terms of significant impact towards the company. So what we do is ask them to answer specific questions. Then once I get all those, I'll summarize it in a way called CART, mm-hmm. which is the condition, the action, the response, and the transferability. Because whatever you have done in your current job, it's not simply, I mean, it's not applicable to whatever you want to apply. Let's say you're changing industry or changing roles. But what I want to show is those skills that you have is transferable from, I mean, your current position to whatever you want to go. Those is important.
What are some of the ways that you can make a resume stand out?
Okay, when we talk about stand out, there are three important things. First thing is a resume has to be tailor-made towards the job. Mm-hmm. If, for example, you're applying for a marketing job, the resume has to sound like you're a marketing person.
Okay.
And you cannot send general resumes to apply for a specific job. This is number one. Number two, again, is the measurable achievements. Mm-hmm. And number three is keywords. Keywords is very important because decision makers do not have much time of reading any resumes. They just browse through it. Mm-hmm. So to have relevant keywords, it helps them to pinpoint and then can shortlist you, maybe shortlist the candidate much more faster.
Right. Yeah. What are your thoughts on some of the very creative resumes that are making headlines around the world?
All right.
For example,
mm-hmm.
I read today that there's
Lego.
A girl, Lego resume.
Yeah, but it is very interesting. But of course, you got to look through who's at the other end, you see. Mm. Some people just like traditional type.
Right.
Another person would like, you know, full of graphics and everything. So, but depending which role, marketing, graphic design, multimedia, which is all front end, it's okay to put all those designs in and creativity in. But for back end positions like accountancy, finance, it's a bit difficult because
right.
they're all based on numbers and it's kind of serious, like, you know, the kind of roles.
Yeah. I guess you have to appeal to the kind of role that you're applying for as
yes.
well. So tell me why you love your job.
Well, first thing is I have a mission to help every job seeker out there.
Mm.
Yeah, this is like a personal mission and vision. Because you look through the market right now, most of the companies or even organizations are set up for the employer.
Mm.
Yes, there's nobody championing
the employee.
Market. Yes, yes. That's why, I mean, that's the passion that drives me. Yeah.
And do you work with any agencies?
No, right now it's all basically myself. But I do training as well. Training in terms of how to write effective resumes and even interviews.
I see.
Yeah, in terms of the training, mm-hmm. yeah, I did a lot of workshops. One is for Talent Corp, which is doing it's called GEMS 2.0, Graduate Employability and Manageability Scheme.
Right.
Yeah, so it's actually to teach to beef up the skills of fresh graduates that is at the moment do not have any positions or jobless. Yeah, mm-hmm. to market themselves better. So this
right.
is one part of the training.
Do you have any workshops coming up soon?
I'm actually, besides that, I also do, you know, Malaysia, there are companies coming up and going out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, I mean, a couple of retrenchment-based workshop, you know, for the company want to retrench their staff. What we do is we part of like a corporate social responsibility for the company. Then we come up with this workshop, at least to help the employees to, once they are laid off, they have a way.
I see. So this is targeted at those who have been retrenched?
Yes, yes, yes.
And what advice do you offer them?
Normally, is always sell your best skill. You know, Malaysians are, I know, a bit humble.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to ring our own bell, our own bell, right? And so I ask them to sell your best skill because that's the only thing that differentiate you from another candidate. Because job scope is the same. Everybody can do the job. But what else can you provide? What value that you can add? That's important.
What advice do you have on, updating your LinkedIn profile and other online resume information?
Well, LinkedIn specifically is not just a resume. It's actually a resume on steroids. That's what they put it in. Because in LinkedIn, it's actually a social media designed for professionals.
Right.
You can network with any professional around the world. I think right now they probably have around 200 million subscribers. In Malaysia alone, is just 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is your profile is searchable. It means they type in specific keywords and everything, they can search you. So it's very, very useful to for headhunters. So if you have a solid LinkedIn profile, you can always be searched by headhunters or even someone who has the areas that is looking into your area or specialty. Mm. All right.
And do the principles of a resume apply on LinkedIn as well?
Well, LinkedIn is, there's no format to it. Mm. You can write almost anything you want and any way you want. But most of the time, I'll put it as conversational. Whatever you write in there, in terms of your profile, is conversational. It's like you're speaking to the person itself. Because this...
It's a lot more informal in that sense.
Yes, yes. It provides you with 2,000 characters, if you notice. Anything more than that, it will not accept it.
Right.
Yeah, so this is important. Maximize the use of that.
And do you advise people on their LinkedIn profiles as well?
I help them write as well.
Really?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, you can help me do mine too.
It's actually, moving towards the future, most of the recruitment agencies, especially in the US, they are moving towards that. But of course, the traditional resume is also a must, because when you see the interviewer face to face, you've got to have that.
Mm.
Yeah, LinkedIn is just to probably sell yourself into this crowded internet what they call that, mine or something, you know.
Mm. Yeah. You know, in your work with Talent Corp and maybe even with agencies, what would you say are the current trends? You know, what are employers always looking out for?
Oh, it's very, very subjective, this one. You know, I have an experience when I was doing my workshop, we always share. You know, one of the candidates has the experience of a HR executive over in a local bank. What she does is she screens resumes.
Okay.
The first important criteria they look for is a picture.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like totally out of the blue is picture. But sometimes you look through it, decision makers will look based on your achievements and then based on your working experience or even software or even languages.
Right.
So you got to know or rather predict what they want, and then you must create that resume to fit that particular role. Yeah, that's how you go through the whole process.
Right, and how do you get paid? Do people just sort of transfer money into your bank account?
Yeah, it's all done through online, yes.
Right, very convenient.
Yeah, very convenient.
And your website is www.hans.com.my?
Yeah, hans.com.my.
All right, well, I'll be sending you my resume soon.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Maya.
You've been listening to Careers Unusual, and I'm Maya Tan on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.